There are regular football fans who can keep things in perspective. And then there's Wayne Scalino, fan of the Green Bay Packers, who's taken his devotion nearly to the ends of the earth. Last summer, Mr. Scalino uprooted his family from Australia. They moved to Green Bay just for the football season. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Patty Murray reports.
After watching a recent Green Bay Packers win, 70,000 fans stream out of Lambeau Field. Wayne Scalino is among them. American football is rarely broadcast in Australia, but Scalino got turned on as a kid when a friend gave him a videotape of a game between the Packers and the Minnesota Vikings.
The Packers attracted me straight away. With the Cowboys, you know, the 49ers, the Giants, those teams were all massive back home in the 80s and 90s. And I didn't want to follow a team that everybody else was following.
5 months ago, Scalino was a telephone salesman living in Sydney, Australia. He quit his job and convinced his wife to sell their house, using the proceeds to move to Wisconsin with their two young boys. He says it was something his brother-in-law said that inspired the move.
He said, a man without a dream will never have a dream come true.
While Packer fans pride themselves on backing their team, some, like Maggie LaCrosse, marvel at what Scalino's doing.
I think that's crazy. I think he's nuts. But, you know, if you're a diehard Packer fan, whatever, do what you gotta do.
Oh, yeah. Stories about diehard Packer fans, the legendary Cheeseheads, abound. Local newspaper reporter Mike Heft has heard many of them, but he says Scalino makes local fans appreciate their team even more.
I think his attitude, his enthusiasm is really infectious. You know, when he starts talking about Packers football, people here kind of just relate and say, yeah, now, you can kind of see what would bring somebody from the other side of the planet all the way here for what we get to experience, you know, every Sunday.
So far, Scalino has attended every Packers game, home and away, except for one. He watched the Thanksgiving game in Detroit on TV, like millions of other Americans.
That's the only game we'll miss. Straight to Dallas after that, and then back here, and then we've got St. Louis and Chicago. Yeah, and a few more games here, and then the playoffs.
Wayne Scalino picked a good season to pursue his dream. The Packers are winning, and quarterback Brett Favre is breaking records left and right. But Scalino says the trip would be worth it, even if the team was losing.
It's been the time of our lives. It really has. You know, to come here and live life the way we're living, you just got to do it. So many people say, I'm going to, I said it for 10 years. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. In the end, you just got to do it.
Wayne Scalino says he'll stay in Green Bay until the Super Bowl and then return to Australia. Back there, he says the family will have to live with his in-laws until he finds a new job. For NPR, I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay.